I want to have a girl who I like really respect her opinion, and
that's beautiful.
It's like a best friend.
Oh,
I wish you were a girl.
Coming up on the Summer House After Show.
Are you positive? Because if you're not, it's way easier to call off or postpone a wedding than it is to get divorced 2 months later.
The problem is I have this like wild capacity for and drama.
Had that topic of conversation ever come up behind closed doors?
There was a particular instance I remember very vividly. When are you gonna have sex with my friend?
Literally never. Ain't nobody worried about Jesse. He needs to be worried about him. Make sure he's safe over there, okay?
Show me this.
Jesse doesn't have to do they just literally flock to him.
If you were in a club, saw Jesse Solomon, would you?
The Summer House After Show starts right now.
Kyle gets a special role in Carl and Lindsay's wedding.
I was floored. Floored.
I really wanted you to be a part of our wedding.
I'd be honored.
I would love for you to be a flower boy.
But I'm not a groomsman.
Flower boy.
With two other guys. He wasn't even one of one. He was one of three.
Three flower men?
What the f*** is a flower boy? They're supposed to be kids.
Yeah, like that's a kick in the nuts.
He's a 42-year-old man with a mullet. Why would he be a flower boy?
A part of me feels like it was like a f*** from Lindsay. Because, you know, sometimes they don't get along.
Yeah.
When people who are actual assholes and actual bitches get their way, it honestly makes me sick.
Good luck to my best friend, because you're a f***ing psycho.
Could have been like Lindsay being like, let's make Kyle the flower boy, knowing it was like a shot at him, and Carl was like, oh, that's a nice honor. Let's do it.
It was an adult-only resort, no children allowed.
Okay.
We can't have flower girls or boys. And so I was like, Kyle, they were still repairing their relationship over summer.
Like, he was not in there.
And so we wanted to figure out a way.
So you made him a flower boy?
So I was like, why don't we have flower boys and you can make Kyle a flower boy?
All right.
I'm just gonna jump in and say, the thought of not having Kyle to be in our wedding, like I couldn't wrap my head around that at all. Like the thought was, why don't we find, you know, three of your friends that are also like wedding party material to be flower boys. Like I'm honestly like kind of embarrassed about it, because like where we've been and where we like what we've been through as friends and like what he's done for me, and like the thought of not having him there or being a part of it like that is just, it's absolute insanity.
And
I'm glad he was willing to roll with the punches on it, but
it was
a weird thing deciding how to do that, I will say. And I'm sure a lot of people that get married struggle with it.
Well, it wasn't until people asked me about it, they're like, whoa, he was like, you're essentially your best man with your brother, like a co-best man, and he officiated your wedding, and you're gonna like throw some petals out at his. That was when I was like, oh yeah, it's like that is a pretty big disparity.
Kyle's gonna cry about this at a later date.
And Amanda was sitting there with a straight face.
I tried to just be supportive of it, because the last thing I wanted to do was make Kyle feel like worse about it. He would do amazing.
Yeah.
I would give him like little pigtails with his mullet.
And like a little flower
in
his ear.
Yeah, we'd give him like, we'd make it. It would be the best flower boy ever.
Carl officiated their wedding. You couldn't make him a groomsman?
Carl didn't stand up for his friend like, I'm not making this man a flower boy. Like,
well,
I'm not
Carl
doing
couldn't
it.
Talk all summer.
Yeah, I would say like officiant and best man are like neck and neck for highest honor, and then groomsmen are the guys behind that, and flower boys and ushers are like honorable mentions.
Oh, I've been
mentions.
Asked to be an usher a couple times, and you're always like, ugh.
No, it means like you're important, but not important enough to be a groomsman.
Dude, I was actually the worst usher in the history of weddings, actually. I was up, and I walked his grandparents down, and I just thought that was my only job, and I sat down with his grandparents and just looked at this stage for 20 minutes, and they were like, is he gonna come back up and like walk other people?
I never did. Yeah, you ushered them.
Obviously, we weren't gonna have Kyle officiate, because that would have been the most long-winded wedding
of all
time.
Oh my God, we've
been
standing up there for hours.
So we were like, I was like, why don't we have—
You want to include him.
Correct. And this is nice. Before he started his DJ things.
It's funny.
Okay, now it makes sense. Now it's funny.
It's, again, like,
Jesus.
I do think it's a little
I'm
weird.
I'm tired.
I needed the explanation.
I'm so nice.
I know Kyle would have loved more than anything to be a bigger part in the wedding, but Lindsay severed a lot of his friendships and cut a lot of people out of his life. And they just like were no longer as close as they used to be.
Mm-hmm. And listen, I'm not trying to blame her at all in this. Like, it's, there was obviously the previous 12 months were very awkward and not great for Kyle and I. Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest sign of it all is we actually didn't get married, so.
I'll tell you what though, if that wedding did go down, I would have been the best flower boy ever. The internet would have broken.
I mean, those flower boys would have been pretty cool, but I think at the end of the day, it's something we don't have to really worry about. It's part of, you know, our friendship journey, and when I actually do get married, this man will be right there with me.
And I might even throw flowers anyway. Look,
he's Miley Cyrus. He's gonna bring his own flowers.
Jesse, you kind of break bro code because you end up spilling that West and Sierra haven't had sex.
They're not having sex, so I don't need to ask them. But I'm sure.
That was the update I was looking for.
I don't know if bro code is real, but if you're friends with Jesse Solomon, it's not.
How is that breaking bro code?
I don't know if that's breaking bro
code. Breaking bro code
was just something I told you.
Wes just f***ed some other chick last weekend. That would be breaking bro code.
I just stayed out of it. And it was like, the one thing about her.
You definitely stayed out of it.
Ain't nobody worried about Jesse. Honestly.
Jesse's the horniest person I've ever met.
Yeah, like, he's worried about me. He needs to be worried about him, make sure he's safe over there, okay?
Yeah, wrap it up.
He was super patient, and if anything, I was, like, just trying to push Sierra because it was like, I either want this guy f***ing single with me and ripping it, or, like, dating Sierra, and there was, like, this weird in-between.
Imagine we and then he's like, okay, I'm over it. Like, they want a chase, but they want the kill right away. It did feel very coupley without that component, but I also was still trying to, like, catch a vibe and see who the he was, you know?
Yeah, I think you can wait as long as you want, and you can also not wait as long as you want.
Of course, Wes is like, oh, like, is Jamie just leaving me? And Jesse's obviously gonna relay the information to me because Jesse can't hold water, and what did he do? Exactly that.
When are you gonna have sex with my friend?
At this rate, literally never.
What?
I don't care. I mean, what? We live in this house. I already know my about to be talked about like the plague. Like, we already know, you know? Honestly, whenever anyone says something, they might as well just send it in the group text because everyone's gonna know.
I would love if we started doing
that. Because let's so we can
our
keep
group chat is very cordial.
Yeah, so just so everyone can be abreast of what's happening at all times.
I'm gonna start dropping bombs in the group chat.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna text you. He came. He did it. We were close, but not like quite. Like,
yeah, you wanna know start sending picture examples.
Oh my God.
We have two group chats.
Summer house and summer home.
We have summer house, which is everyone. And then when Carl and Lindsay decided to break up, we needed a safe space to talk about our kickball league. And we didn't think they wanted to join our kickball league.
So no, we didn't ask.
Summer
them.
Home.
Yeah.
And that's where we planned our schedules, talked all things.
Yeah, the game's canceled tonight. Yeah. They forfeited. We won.
I wonder whether you'll ever go back.
No, we're back in summer house. Okay. We're back in our summer house group chat.
Got it.
The group chat with me, Sierra, Amanda, and Kyle is the one that no one will ever see.
Yeah, that one's interesting.
That's a good one.
Which one?
It's me, Amanda, Paige, and Kyle.
Yeah, because Kyle likes to be included.
Kyle, come on.
He reads.
He gets FOMO.
Voice note.
He gets FOMO. Yeah. The 3 minute long voice note.
It's basically a TED Talk.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm so glad I listened to your podcast today.
Yeah. Sometimes he gets real protective in it too. He's like, you girls, you. Then I'm like, I love it when you go dad mode.
Speaks us.
Yeah.
Jesse, you've opened up to the house about wanting to find the right girl.
I'm telling the truth. Like, I do want to settle down eventually and like meet someone I actually want to hang out with outside of having sex.
I'm looking for a girl that I could like actually spend time with. I'm not just like trying to hook up with these girls.
I just think there was no good way to be single in this house, and the way I talked about like, yeah, I'm kind of like looking for someone that I really like, but I'm gonna date and hook up with girls in the meantime, rub the girls the wrong way when I should have just been like, hey, I'm here
rubbing
to have fun.
Rubbing them the right way?
I should have been rubbing them the right way by just looking to have fun, and if somebody nice comes along, and somebody comes along.
It's very normal to be in a phase where you just kind of want to date and you're not looking for your end game just yet. I had a short, believe it or not, a short phase of that where I was just like dating around.
I wish I knew you then. That would have been fun.
But I knew eventually I wanted a husband.
I think that like Jesse was confusing though, because Jesse, I mean, be like, oh, I really like, you know, I'm looking for the one. And I'm just like, are you though?
How married are you?
The girl is 2 minutes away.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Show me in there.
He's looking for the one, but just like not right now. I mean, and he would tell us about like every girl he hooked up with.
Yeah,
too.
And I was like, you're hiding like, it.
Jesse's gonna tell everybody everything, his entire business. No, I think he has to just talk about it.
He loves gossiping. I feel like we give Jesse a little bit more time. He's gonna be right in the bed.
Yeah.
Just chatting.
Sure. He's like, who? And he has facial expressions. Yeah. He's always
he gets
like,
into it.
He has a crazy giggle.
Jesse doesn't have to do. They just literally flock to him. Like, he's just getting laid left and right and
fine.
Doesn't have to do anything about
it. Which is fine, but I feel like if you're trying to look for your partner, you have to actively try to look for your partner.
Yeah, but
you
I don't can't think everything work that hard. I think he's just specific and picky about what he wants. Like, I think he's got a whole
so
list.
So am I. I'm not f***ing everything that moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the list. She has to be outgoing, does what Jesse wants.
That sounds terrible. No, it's like I want to have a girl who I like really respect her opinion, and she can help me with my life, and I can help her with hers, and
that's beautiful.
It's like a best friend.
Aww.
I wish you were a girl.
If you're in a club, you're single, you're having a fun time, Jesse Solomon comes over to you, he works his charm, this tall.
With that big gate.
The gate.
The gate.
Would you?
I would. The answer is yes. I would. Yeah.
Three drinks in? Yeah, I probably would.
Three?
I've done more for less.
Like, I wouldn't take him serious.
It would not be consistent. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, we're dating now. It'd be like,
what if you asked on a date?
I would go.
Wow, I can't believe you're dating Jesse Solomon now.
Yeah, this is how rumors get started. Okay. One day it's Johnny Bananas, and the next day it's Jesse.
Paige, you talked to Lindsay about the wedding.
I'm all about being a runaway bride.
Car is hot.
No.
Okay, until she's ready to come down the aisle, the car is getting warmed up.
If
you want to change your mind,
if you
we're gone.
Don't have a friend that when you get engaged says, and just a reminder, you don't have to do this if you don't want to, you don't have any real friends.
You don't have any real friends.
Yeah. Are you positive? Because if you're not, it's way easier to call off or postpone a wedding than it is to get divorced 2 months later.
I felt like Lindsay didn't have a friend like that because Danielle was off doing Danielle things. And so I was like, I felt this like need to be like, hey,
you don't have to do this.
We'll get you right out of it.
I was asked this a lot last summer. The reason I always said no is because I truly believe relationships take work. Partnership takes work. Marriage takes work. Guess what? Like, life takes
work. It's like housekeeping
issues. You're gonna go through life and like there's gonna be ebbs and flows and ups and downs, and like I'm just like, yeah, like we're gonna still be figuring things out, and 50 years from now there's gonna be another set of issues, and 5 years from now there's gonna be a different set of issues that
you
need
have
to
kids,
work out.
Like, when you
I do
like,
not run away from working hard on a relationship. That does not scare me, and I think that
scared him
the difference.
I think Paige was actually pretty wise, and I give her credit for putting Lindsay on that spot for
it's
actually
also
being real and be like okay, like you guys are kind of still not really right. Let's take some time. I think that is actually the right response versus postpone. What do you mean? Like, it's just I think a more mature way to look at it.
Had that topic of conversation ever come up behind closed doors with you and Lindsay?
Yeah, there was a particular instance I remember very vividly, which was, she was really adamant about having like a fall 2023 wedding date. We got the ball rolling a little late on planning, so we were now like left with like November. And I was thinking in my head, like, November's kind of a weird month, like Thanksgiving, then holiday, like, what's the rush? And my comment to her, like, well, why don't we just look at January? And that caused a moment for us to fight about. And I realized right there, I mean, basically it was like, we're doing this now because she wants to have children. And any longer, you know, I understand women have their biological clock and there's risk factors and all of that. But the longer the wedding took, the longer it was going to be for her to have a child. Again, I understand that, but also like, we need to like make sure that we're right and got the right parts and pieces before we even go to that next phase.
Anything that I witnessed this summer, I was like, this is not any like relationship ending, like this is like the final chord of it. But I'm like, you need to like work through, like again,
also,
relationships.
Also, like, what are the issues? The issues are that I question you about your career.
I've been thinking, what about a sports bar? Non-alcohol.
Listen, certain. I don't know about brick and mortar.
It's risky.
I'm gonna have to say no to that one.
The issues were mostly on his part.
I guess I could see that you were both trying to work hard at it, you know? At what point does it...
Well, some people are used to working harder than others.
But, like, at what point is working hard too hard?
Well, the problem is I have this, like, wild capacity for and drama and...
Yeah. I feel like you have like normalized it in your life. So you're like, right. Everything should be a little bit of a struggle.
Well, I don't play victim. Much? I work through things instead of like being like, oh, this is, whoa, is me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, let's go. Like, mm-hmm. Let's figure this out. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do that. Like, I think.
Solutions based versus like.
Problems.
Yeah, problem submissive.
Let's talk Italian now.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean, Paige, she just is like, I'm rich, so like, we're gonna do this the Paige way.
Yeah.
And got like a sick bartender, the food was really good, everybody dressed up nicely.
What'd you wear?
I had like linen pants and a white short sleeve button down.
That's nice.
Some people thought I looked like one of the waiters, but some people thought I looked cool. And yeah, it was fun.
Allora.
Allora, Paige, we're really grateful.
Allora. Andrea and Carl ruined my dinner by wearing tank tops. Yes, I remember it. I was really upset and offended by it. It was an elevated South of Italy dinner. It was not a play on Jersey Shore. Honestly, they were making fun of my culture and I didn't love it.
Andrea's Italian.
I know, which was even more offensive coming from him. Yeah. I was wearing a Prada dress for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I had it catered. No, it was not okay. And you want to know the best part? We didn't have to clean up after it. And no one said, when are we gonna clean? Blah, 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 blah.
Paige, what time do you think you'll do dishes? Before we go out or after?
Oh, Wes.
Amanda, at dinner, you and Kyle have a disagreement about moving out of the city.
I mean, you know, I can't wait to have, like, a yard and a home. I want to sit on my front porch and just, like, drink my coffee and watch the sunset.
That would drive me insane.
Like, a part of me, like, wants a farm and just, like, chickens and goats, and Kyle's not there yet at all.
I need, like, a change of scenery.
You're over the city.
Or even over the apartment.
Kyle, are you willing to compromise for what, obviously, she wants?
I mean, we're trying to, like, think through it. I mean... Obviously.
That's a no in my book, but.
I was just like, do they not talk at home about like literally any of this stuff? Or like, wouldn't we have like ironed some of this stuff out before?
I think he just like all of a sudden like changes his mind.
I do want a house where my kids can play in the yard and play with their neighbors, but we don't have kids yet. We're not even trying to have kids. I also would feel completely cut off from society. Amanda's okay with that, I'm not. The thing that scares me the most is like if we prematurely jump out to the burbs, I just feel like I'm gonna be trapped. Amanda is very content sitting on the couch watching TV. Like she's not good at keeping up with her friends and making efforts to be social with them. Like if I work a lot, I need a social outlet and I would feel completely cut off from like society.
He's just gonna have FOMO when he's in New Jersey.
Oh, for sure. I think he's missing other things and he's summarizing it as loneliness. And that's why I really think that he needed to go to like therapy on his own to figure out.
Has he started doing that?
No.
Maybe he's more scared about the future than he lets on.
He's terrified.
Yeah.
we're not truly functioning as like this partnership where it's like, all right, you do this, I do that. You know, like I'm gonna work and pay the bills, you can help cook dinner. I just feel like there's just so much onus on me. I just can't even imagine taking on the responsibility of owning a house. Cause I just feel like if home ownership is anything else, is like anything else in our relationship, everything's gonna fall on me. Like, I wanna think about like quality of life. I wanna think about what's the town like. You know, is there a downtown? Or is it just a freaking sprawling McMansionville? I mean, that's like the stuff nightmares are made of from my perspective. Like I love like an old downtown.
Sure.
This is one of the only times I get where Kyle's coming from. I get that he doesn't want to move out to New Jersey and like buy a house yet and have kids yet because he feels like he has to be in the city for his business or he'd have to come back in each morning. But also before they got married, Amanda immediately wanted to have a baby, and then when they got married, she didn't.
When I'm in the city and like around all my friends here and going out, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not ready for kids. It's terrifying. And then when I go hang out with my college friends and my friends from home who have kids, who are pregnant, I'm like, oh my God, I want this life so bad. Like, I want to get pregnant right now, which is also part of the reason I want to move to the suburbs to really feel like, you know, ready for a kid. The city doesn't make me feel ready for a kid. But we did talk when we had a dinner with my parents. My dad brought up an amazing point that he thinks the first step would just be like getting a different apartment in a different neighborhood that has outdoor space, that like is more family oriented.
Would you move Loverboy HQ too?
Well, he's looking for like a work live space that's like He found one that was like three stories, and like the first floor would be everyone working, and then like the second floor was the bedroom, and the third floor was the kitchen living room. And I was like,
I feel like that's not the answer.
Why don't you talk to him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he'll listen to you. Maybe.